We are live from Hofstra University in the Nassau County AA semifinals, Port Washington Vikings against the Baldwin Brooms. I'm Jasper Abrahams alongside Michael Andrew. Michael, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jasper. How about you?
We're doing great.
Baldwin
great.
With the tip. Already missed a shot, kicking it out to number three.
Starting five for the Vikings, Garmisek, Prefitt, Sonnenklar, Marcitano, and Kitsanis as Baldwin picks up the early possession, and they travel. First turnover for this Vikings defense, and this Vikings defense has proven strong all year. Forcing turnovers, forcing key stops all around. And the Vikings are back on offense. Prefitt's down the other side, drives down the lane. Nice floater, and it's fouled up top by number 10, Joshua Petten for the Baldwin Bruins. Besides Petten, the five on the floor for the Baldwin Bruins. Number three, Jameer Stewart. Number 22, Gerard Boburn. Number 25, number 24, Jacob Oka. And number 30, Kadeem Ramsey. As Kravitz at the line, misses the first here at Hofstra University.
You know, it's happened in the past. This game could very well come down to free throws. So we got to make sure to hit all of them.
Kravitz at the line, knocks down the back end of a pair of free throws, and we are underway. Vikings lead 1-0. Jameer Stewart, the guard with the ball, brings it up for Baldwin, back to Stewart. Finds Boburn. Stewart up top, trying to make something happen. Boburn, guarded by Kravitz. Boburn drives right side, lays it in for two. Oh, nice, nice shifty layup there by number 22, Gerard Boburn.
Baldwin already pressing early in the game as Port struggles to get an inbounds. Amalfitano passes to Kravitz up the court. Kravitz driving, shoots, misses the layup, and rebounded by number 10.
Joshua Petten with the board. Down on the other end, number 22, Gerard Boburn. He's a Newsday top 100 player. He's a player to watch for this Baldwin Bruins offense. Boburn with the ball, guarded by Kravitz, right side. Back to Stewart up top. Three ball off the front rim. Rebounded by Boburn. What a call on the floor. Looks like a foul. Number 22, Nick Sonnenklar, the big man for the Vikings, picks up his first foul. So both teams have one foul. Baldwin with the ball, inbounding under their own hoop. Number 10, Joshua Petten, finds Boburn up top. Let's see what he can do. Guarded by Kravitz up top. Oh, nice jab step right there. Finds Stewart right side, guarded by Garmisa. Boburn to Petten right side. Stewart thinks about the shot. Drives left. Finds Oka for three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Rebound. Petten. Layup. No good. Nice defense there by Malficano. Down on the other end. Chris Kitsanis finds Max Garmisa. 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. Sonnenklar in the corner. Finds Kravitz up top. Oh, nice. Give and go. Sonnenklar to Kravitz. Back to Sonnenklar. Oh, it looks like a travel by Nick Sonnenklar. So 6 minutes remaining. Quarter number one. Baldwin leads 2-1. And Michael, what are you looking forward to in this game here in the Nassau County semifinals?
Well, we have a lot of history between Port Washington and Baldwin. A couple years back, we had a couple of great contests. Unfortunately, we fell short. Oh, no, we actually beat Baldwin 3 years back. And I feel like this game is going to come down to free throws and travels. If we can prove that we're good from the line and we can keep the ball, then we can be good.
What a steal there by Ben Kravitz, the defensive catalyst. Finds Kitsanis in stride, face the layup. Goes right side, finds Malfitano in the corner. Malfitano going baseline. Draws the contact. And it's an offensive foul against Trevor Amalfitano. And head coach Sean Dooley is pleased with that offensive possession, but not too happy with that call as Baldwin picks up possession. 5:25 remaining in the first quarter.
I'm not sure about that charge because I feel like he had his feet set in the paint. So if anything, it should have been a block.
So Baldwin down on the other end. Let's see if they can add to their one-point lead early on. Oka with the ball. Finds Petten. Layup, no good. Rebound, Sonnenklar. Oh, nice, gritty layup. Right? Nice, gritty rebound by the Vikings. Finds Garmisa. Garmisa right side. Let's see what he can do. Drives left hand. Nice up and under layup. No good. Another foul on the floor. It appears to be on the Vikings. So the Vikings already with three fouls and 1 point, 2 minutes, 3 minutes into this game in the Nassau County AA semifinals here at Hofstra University. Jameer Stewart brings up the ball. Port applying a lot of pressure early from both sides. Right side, Oka tries to lay that one in. No good. Stolen by Domisa. Domisa finds Kravitz in stride. Right side. Domisa up top. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Rebound. Number three, Jameer Stewart. 5'11". Newsday. Top 100 player heading into this season. Finds Joshua Petten for the layup. And the ball sails out of bounds. So Port will pick up possession right in front of their student section. And the student section is in full force, Mike. What do you like from this Port student section as they impact this game?
Man, it's the same that it's been all year. I love the energy. Energy is high. There's always yelling. And we just, that student section helps us win every single game that it can.
So Baldwin picks up possession in stride. Jacob Oka on Stewart. Joshua Petten up top for three. Off the mark. Ball is on the floor. And it's a scrap between Jameer Stewart and Max Darmisa. And it's a jump ball headed in Port's direction. So Jameer Stewart, a 5'11 combo guard, shoots well. He's a great finisher. He's a third-year varsity player, as well as being looked by Division II and Division III schools headed into this matchup. As number five, Cameron Welker, checks into this game for the first time as he brings up the ball. Guarded by number 10, Joshua Petten. Katsanis up top. Finds Kravitz. Argyros. Goes outside. Finds Katsanis in the corner. Thinks about the three. Dribbles up top. Oh, nice give and go. Katsanis to Welker. Welker's layup swatted away. And number 10, Joshua Petten, the 11th grader. So Stewart back up top. Guarded by Argyros. Bounce pass inside. Number 24, Jacob Oka. And he is swarmed by Viking defenders. It looks like a foul on the floor. Number 11, Ben Kravitz.
I like what we're seeing from this game so far. We're seeing a great defensive clinic from both teams. 3:29 left to play in the first quarter, and we've only seen 3 points total.
So the defense is staying strong for both sides. Jameer Stewart guarded by Welker. Stewart showing off his crafty moves. Finds number 22, Gerard Boburn. Boburn, right side, guarded by Kravitz. Oh, great defense there by Kravitz. Kicks it to Liano. Stewart finds Joshua Petten going up for the layup, and he is fouled on the way up, so he will be headed to the line.
Yeah, Siciliano got a little bit of ahead of himself there when he was going for the ball. Led Baldwin to get into the paint pretty easily, and they were able to draw the foul.
So Joshua Petten at the line, shooting two for the Baldwin Bruins. First free throw by Petten, nothing but net. Petten goes 2 for 2, nothing but net on the pair of free throws. As number 5, Michael Hall, the guard, checked into this game. For number 10, Joshua Petten, as the Vikings inbound the ball with full court pressure against Baldwin, and they turn it over. Baldwin picks up possession. Jameer Stewart with the ball. Let's see what he can do as the Baldwin Bruins lead 4-1 early in this first quarter with 2:55 to play. Jameer Stewart guarded by Argyros, goes left side. The double screen. Stewart. Nice up and under and one for Jameer Stewart. Preseason Newsday top 100 player showing what he can do.
Yeah, Stewart was easily able to play that one in. It looked like he danced around the defenders and somehow still got the end one.
Going up and under, drawing the contact, and looking to extend the three-point possession for Baldwin. So Stewart at the line. He does just that. A nice three-point possession there by the Baldwin Bruins. Jameer Stewart. As they lead 7-1. Port looking for an answer. Bischoff up top. Layup. It's good. Banks that one in. Bischoff's got two.
Michael Bischoff providing the needed height to this Port Washington offense.
Bischoff provides some height as he's defending number 30, Kadeem Ramsey in the paint. Three ball there by Jameer Stewart. Is good. And Stewart's got 7 points, I believe, as Baldwin takes a 10-3 lead. As head coach Sean Dooley for the Vikings burns a timeout, 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. Mike, what do you like? What do you like from the Vikings so far?
I'm liking the Vikings defense. I feel like they need to put a little more pressure on Jameer Stewart. He's going to be on fire, and he's going to be on fire this whole game. So if we could put locks on him, then we could see a good outcome to this game.
Jameer Stewart proving his mark early on in this game. He's got 7 points. The 5'11" guard, the 3-year varsity player, showing what he can do. Point guard, combo guard, using his ball skills to his advantage for the Baldwin Bruins. He shoots very well. He could finish down in the paint, and the Vikings need an answer before time runs out. The Vikings leave the timeout, down 10-3, 2:22 remaining in this first quarter. All right, Baldwin applying the pressure early as the pass from Kassan is headed to Argyros. Argyros down the right side, layup no good. Loose ball, heads in port direction.
Again, Michael Bischoff tipped that ball off one of the Baldwin players and helps port keep possession. He's going to be a key factor in tonight's win for the Vikings.
Using his height to his advantage, using his skills to his advantage, and his footwork as well. Kassanis with the ball. Picks up his dribble, finds Welker, Cam Welker. The junior, let's see what he can do, finds Kravitz. Traffic travels, and the Vikings turn it over once again. They're down 10-3 early in this game.
That's what I was saying about the travels. As soon as we find a little of a glimpse of momentum, it all comes crashing down. And now Baldwin has possession.
As Max Romisa and Trevor Malvitano check back into this game. Number 5, Michael Hall with the ball. Finds Stewart. Stewart left side, swatted away by Michael Bischoff. Nice clean block there, providing some momentum, providing a spark on the defensive side for the Vikings. Let's see if they can add to that. Let's see if they can score some points late in this first quarter. So Carmisa with the inbound finds Welker. 1:42 remaining in this first quarter. Baldwin leads 10-3. Welker drives left side. Finds Bischoff, fakes the layup. Puts up the shot, rims out, no good. Number 5, Michael Hall, with the rebound. Number 24, Jacob Olka, powering his way through the lane as Baldwin leads 12-3.
Did you see a travel there?
It's a bit of a 50-50 call, but it heads to Baldwin's direction as the Vikings turn it over once again. Certainly have to clean that up as they look for answers, as they look for some momentum early in this game. They're down 12-3. Inbound by Baldwin, number 30. Kadeem Ramsey with the layup, no good. Loose ball, Baldwin still has the ball. Michael Hall for three.
And Port just can't seem to get the rebound right now, but they do. Santos gets a steal, passes it to Welker, and Welker brings it up the court.
So let's see if they can add to their first quarter total. Amalfitano drives right side, finds Kassanis for three. No good, loose ball. Baldwin picks up possession. 47 seconds remaining in this first quarter as Baldwin leads 12-3 early on. Michael Hall with the ball. Finds Stewart. Stewart for three. No good. Rebound Hall. Portis has to hustle. They have to get down to the nitty-gritty and win those 50-50 possessions.
Yeah, pretty much. Port's playing this exact same game as Baldwin right now, but Baldwin's doing the one thing that Port's not, and that's the shots are going in. We're finding the open looks. Both teams are finding open looks. Both teams are shooting, and only one team is scoring.
So 2 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. 12 seconds on the game clock. Michael Hall, guarded by Malfitano. Finds number 22, Gerard Boburn. Nice jump shot there. 4 seconds on the clock. 3 seconds from Misa. Steps out of bounds. 0.6 remaining in the first quarter. Baldwin has the final possession. So Boburn with the inbound, finds Stewart. Stewart cutting with a half-court shot. It is off the mark as the Vikings down early, 14-3. And what, heading into the second quarter with the first quarter behind us, what do the Vikings need to do, Mikey, in order to come back and ultimately win this game?
Right now, Baldwin's defense is outshining our offense by plenty. What we need to do is take more looks from the outside or even deep two. And we need to make high-percentage shots. Mostly inside shots. I'd say maybe give the ball to Bischoff and find the open layups. You know, sometimes Krefitz can shoot from the outside. Welker likes to drive in. And even Trevor Amalfitano, we've seen many times throughout the season, he's driven to the basket in high pressure situations, going through multiple defenders, making tough layups. Maybe we need to see him do that again here.
So headed into the second quarter, Port trails 14-3. They just have to play their breed of basketball, their style of basketball, Port Washington basketball. It's the free throwing, pick and roll, off ball screens to find the open man and get high percentage shots like you just mentioned, Mike. And you get the ball with Trevor Amalfitano, Ben Krefitz, and Christian Katsanis if they want to thrive in the second quarter and beyond in this game. So headed out, the first quarter intermission, the five on the floor for the Vikings, Amalfitano, Krefitz, Bischoff, Barmisa, and Katsanis. So Baldwin will inbound the ball. A fresh eight on the clock, start of the second quarter. Baldwin leads 14-3. Number 22, Gerard Boburn, finds number five, Michael Hall, with the ball. Hall right side, guarded by Max Barmisa. Finds Gerard Boburn, 6'3", Newsday top 100 player. Finds Jacob Oka with the ball, and he lays that one in from the left side. And Baldwin leads 16-3. With the early 2 points in the second quarter, Amalfitano with the ball. Let's see what he can do. Finds Katsanis. Katsanis up top. High pressure defense for number 10. Josh Petten finds Krefitz up top. Back to Katsanis. Ramis with the ball. Drives left side. Nice floater there. Off the mark. Rebound number 24, Jacob Oka. The big man showing he could jump up, snag some rebounds for the Baldwin Bruins. Michael Hall on the other side. Finds Joshua Petten. Back to Boburn. Back to Hall. Right side. Guarded by Amalfitano. Amalfitano. Hall drives left side. Picks up his dribble and lays that one in. And the Bruins are up to an 18-3 lead early in the second quarter. Krefitz right side. Ramisa thinks about the three. Dribbles out. High pressure defense from Jake Opa. Ben Krefitz gets through that one. Jumper no good. Rebound Baldwin. Yet again, Baldwin has possession and the momentum in this game. Jacob Oka drives right side. And Christian Katsanis takes that charge. And the Vikings have possession.
Right now, we're really just not finding those high percentage shots that Port needs to. I feel like we need to have more of a passing game. We just need to be quicker on offense. And then Port can find the high percentage shots that they can make. Baldwin still playing full court press as that ball almost goes out of bounds. The ball, Patano goes into the announcer's table. Garmisa kicks it to Katsanis. Katsanis inside. Travel called on Katsanis, and it will be Baldwin ball.
So for every good thing that happens to the Vikings, an equally bad thing happens. Katsanis with an apparent and one layup, but it's ultimately called back for a travel. So the Vikings certainly need a cleanup on the offensive side as Baldwin picks up possession with the 18-3 lead in the second quarter. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Jameer Stewart right side with the ball. Finds Hall up top, guarded by Krefitz. Krefitz has played fantastic defense early on. Hall thinks about the shot. Finds Boburn. Jumper no good. Rebound to Amalfitano. Vikings in transition. Trevor Amalfitano with the ball in his hands. Goes right, finds Sinclair. Back inside to Amalfitano. Amalfitano creating a shot. And steps out of bounds. And Baldwin picks up yet again another possession off of Vikings turnover.
Yeah, Garmisa was open in the corner, but Amalfitano couldn't see him as he was getting double teamed in the paint. Really just tough luck for the Vikings offense early on. Now here we see Michael Hall dribbling up, and him and Stewart have a great connection. I feel like we can hear a lot of Hall to Stewart, just a lot in this game. And there's Stewart to Hall to number 12, Dave Hepburn, and that one goes in for three.
So Dave Hepburn off the bench provides an impact for the Baldwin Bruins as he knocks down that three. Baldwin leads 21-3. And the Vikings are yet to find an answer with 3 points on the board. As Amalfitano gets hacked down on the other end. It's a foul on number 30. Kadeem Ramsey. So Baldwin has four fouls. The Vikings have six.
I want to see how Port gets this inbound, since they've been struggling to get the ball up court with Baldwin's full
court
press.
So Krefis with the ball. Finds Sonnenclair up top. Nice fastball pass down to Krefis in the paint. Layup no good by Krefis. Baldwin in transition. Paul with the ball. He's played fantastic, like you mentioned. Like you echoed earlier, the Stewart to Hall connection has certainly played impactful for this Baldwin Bruins.
Travel calls on number 12, Dave Hepburn, and it will be the Vikings ball.
So Hepburn with the three ball earlier turns that one over as a timeout is called by the Vikings. They trail 21-3, 4:43 remaining in the second quarter. We're back following the head coach Sean Dooley. Timeout for the Vikings as they trail 21-3, 4:40 remaining in the second quarter on this first half. Mike, what have you seen from this Baldwin defense and offense early on?
Well, Baldwin's offense has obviously been shocking. 21 points already this early. But with our defense, it's just they have everyone 2 inches taller than Kref, 2 inches taller than Amalfitano, 2 inches taller than Consantis, and it's really just taking a toll on the Port Washington offense as they're just overwhelming us at all given times.
But you know what they say, heart over height. That's okay. And I think in the second half, if the Vikings play their style of basketball and lead in the second quarter, I think they could spark a comeback.
Yeah, not too much time to catch up. Down by 20.
As Jameer Stewart lays that one in. And the Bruins are out to a 20-point lead late in the second quarter. Armisa Amalfitano up top. Guarded by number 10, Joshua Pettin, and the foul is called up top against Pettin.
Now, Garmisa had the wide open three there. Would you think that would be a catch and shoot scenario when they're down 20 halfway through the second quarter?
I think at some point you have to consider those type of shots, even though I do favor the high percentage shots, like the inside shots, the inside jumpers, the layups. But I think if you're comfortable taking that three, you have to pull the trigger, even when you're down 20 points.
And Garmisa's been so effective from three this season.
As the Vikings led up yet another turnover. Baldwin with the ball headed in their own direction. Jameer Stewart.
No good. Baldwin really hasn't been making that many threes. I feel like we just saw one from Stewart and one from Hepburn. But their game in the paint has been beyond great, as their defense is really pressing the Port Washington offense right now. Almost another turnover called. But there's a foul on the floor on Kitsantis.
So loose ball, like you mentioned, foul on the floor as number 5 Cameron Welker checks into this game. He's played very solid as a defensive catalyst, locking down defenders such as Matt Lindemann for Syosset. Let's see what he can do in an attempt to stop number 3 Jameer Stewart for the Baldwin Bruins. Ben Krefis with the ball inbound to Katsanis, 3 ball around the rim and no good. Rebound Baldwin. See if they can add to the 20-point lead, 23-3, 3:15 remaining in the second quarter. So it's Walker guarded by Stewart.
And Baldwin almost loses the ball right there. But they bring it up top. And number 24, pass it to Stewart. And Stewart, looks like there was a call on the floor as Stewart was trying to cut across. And it looks like it will be on number 5, Cameron Welker. And Baldwin, or number 3, Stewart, will be going up to the line to shoot 1-1.
So the Vikings have 7 fouls, and that puts Baldwin in the 1-1 scenario. So Jameer Stewart at the line with the 23-3 lead for the Baldwin Bruins. As the first layup rims out, no good. Rebound, Krefis finds Walker. Walker, right side. Jump shot right in front of the free throw line. Bricks out. No good. Rebound. Bruins. Jacob Olcott brings it the distance. Finds Jameer Stewart.
And Dave Hepburn. Stewart to Hepburn. Michael Hall, Dave Hepburn, and Jameer Stewart. They have been one great connection this entire game. They just keep finding each other open.
So Welker for 3. No good. Baldwin with the ball once again. Jameer Stewart.
Number 2.
So the three ball there by the Bruins cements them with a 26-point lead, 29-3. With 2:22 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vikings have not scored in the second quarter.
Honestly, this is starting to get ugly. The Vikings do not have a lot of time to catch up down 26. They really have to flip a switch right here if they want to come back and win this game.
So the ball,
shots just have to fall.
The Bruins defense has certainly stood strong. The full court pressure, the off-ball pressure, the off-ball defense certainly headed in their direction as Port only has 3 points in this entire half. If those 3 points came in the first quarter, so in the second quarter, they have 0 points with 2:22 remaining in the first half. But like you mentioned earlier, Jameer Stewart, Dave Hepburn, Jaylen Brown, and Michael Hall have certainly played fantastic for this Baldwin Bruins offense.
Yeah, they really just find each other whenever they have to. And whenever they find each other wide open, the shots are falling.
So it's been all Baldwin in this first half. 2:22 remaining in the first half as Baldwin leads 29-3. Baldwin is in the 1-1 bonus as Walker finds Garmisa. Garmisa with the ball, finds Walker left side. Walker drives right side, goes up and under, finds Kreftz to Siciliano. Siciliano drives baseline, and a pass attempted to Walker gets stripped. The number 22, Gerard Boburn. Boburn goes the distance, layup, no good. Ball is on the floor. Layup, number 12, Dave Hepburn. Mike, that's the guy. He's got 8 points for the Baldwin Bruins. Two threes and that layup right there as they lead 31-3.
Dave Hepburn is a bench warrior for the Bruins. He came in off the bench and he's made an immediate impact. Sixth man of the year.
So as Sinclair lays that one in for two, and the Vikings have 5 points. Down 31-5, 1:40 remaining in this first half. Jameer Stewart with the ball, slowing the pace down. And they're going at the Baldwin Bruins tempo. They're going by their own pace, going their own play style for this Baldwin Bruins offense. Jameer Stewart can basically do whatever he wants in this 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining in this first half. Jameer Stewart finds Brown. Ball's inside and sails out of bounds off the Vikings. So Baldwin will retain possession under their own basket as they lead 31-5.
And Michael five. Hall comes in for number 12, Dave Hepper. Now I want to see what Michael Hall and Jameer Stewart can do right now. Ball right out to Michael Hall, to Jameer Stewart. Now Jasper, what are we seeing right now? Shot clock.
Shot clock expires, so some solid defense by the Vikings right there. Let's see if they could cut the deficit in any form, in any shape, to their advantage in this final 1 minute of regulation in this first half. Vikings trail 31-5. Cameron Welker finds Sonnenklare, back to Kreftz, right side. Good defense there by Jacob Olka. Sonnenklare on the left side. Kreftz thinks about the three, finds Sonnenklare back up top. Welker, oh, nice move there. Cameron Welker finds inside, feeds it to Sonnenklare, and Sonnenklare lays that one in. He's got 4 points. So a little bit of momentum, 2 points to stop, and yet another 2 points for the Vikings. Do you sense a little bit of momentum, a little bit of positivity for this Vikings headed into the second half?
I'd say last minute of the second half has been a lot better than the first 15 minutes of the first half. But if they keep this pace, we can maybe see a comeback.
Yeah, definitely. They just have to keep playing Port Washington Vikings ball. They have to get the high percentage shots, feed the big man inside, Nick Sinclair, feed it to Trevor Amalfitano.
Yeah, we'll see if Trevor Amalfitano comes back in. What I'm thinking the Vikings should do is maybe put all their bigs in at one time, since Baldwin's bigs are just a little bit bigger than our guys on the floor. If we do that, we could see more high percentage shots and we could just tower over them.
With this deficit, you can get creative in any form to spark a comeback. Certainly with 39.6 seconds left and Baldwin has the ball, you can do whatever you want if you're the Vikings. So Michael Hall with the ball, looking to extend the Baldwin Bruin lead, guarded by Welker, finds Jameer Stewart. He's played fantastic in this first half. Finds 21, Jaylen Brown, back to Hall. 23 seconds left. Back to Stewart, guarded by Garmisa. Garmisa, good defense up top. Back to Hall. Guarded by Welker. Back to Stewart. Stewart right side on the wing. Stewart drives right side. Nice up and under layup. Off. It is off the glass and it is good. 6 seconds remaining. Welker with the ball. Walker splits the defense, puts up the shot as the clock expires, but it is no good. And the Baldwin Bruins carry a 33-7 lead into the halftime possession. We are back, start of the second half here at Hofstra University. The Nassau County AA semifinals between the Port Washington Vikings and the Baldwin Bruins. I am Jasper Abrahams alongside Michael Andrew with the Baldwin Bruins leading the Port Washington Vikings 33-7 heading into the second half. As the Vikings with an early possession, but the story of the game so far, the Vikings turnovers, the Vikings offense isn't really executing, and we saw it 15 seconds into the second half, the Vikings travel, give up a turnover, and the ball is in Baldwin Bruins' hands.
Baldwin just smothering Port Washington this entire game.
So Baldwin with the ball, number three, Jameer Stewart, he's got 9 points early in this game. Let's see if he can add some more early in the second half. Stewart finds number 10, Joshua Petten, for three, and it's good. Joshua Petten has 5 on the Baldwin Bruins. They're out to a 36-7 lead early in this third quarter. Kreftz up and under. Layup is good. Count the bucket and the foul. He'll be headed to the line.
Vikings might be able to see a double-digit point berth right here. Kreftz hits this one from the line.
So Kreftz has 3 points, looking to add to the total, looking to add to the Vikings total as well. Kreftz at the line, shooting one, nothing but net on that. Kreftz has 4 points alongside Nick Sonnenklar. He's got 4 points as well. Vikings down by 26, 36-10. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Stolen by the Vikings. Kreftz. Layup, no good. Rebound, Bruins. Seeing a lot of fast-paced transition offense here early on by the Baldwin Bruins. As they settle it up top. Jameer Stewart, long three. Nothing but net on that one. Jameer Stewart adds another three. He's got 12 points. Vikings in transition.
Stewart already off to a hot second half. A high IQ pass. And he's just been, he already has 12 points.
So the Vikings add two more. Ben Kreftz sinks a layup. He's got 6 points, half of the Vikings total. They've got 12 so far. 6 minutes remain in this third quarter. Bruins yet again with the possession. Jameer Stewart guarded by Ben Kreftz. Kreftz has played fantastic defense in this first half and along all season. He's been the go-to guy on the defensive standpoint for the Vikings. As the Bruins look inside, it is Kadeem Ramsey. He gets fouled on the way up, and he'll be at the line shooting too. So the senior center providing an impact on the inside perimeter for the Baldwin Bruins. He's got 2 points. Nothing but net on that layup. No, on that free throw, excuse me, for the Baldwin Bruins. So Kadeem Ramsey gets 1 of 2 on the pair of free throws. Layup no good by the Baldwin Bruins after their own offensive rebound. Vikings in transition, no look pass. Sonnenklar finds Kreftz. Kreftz baseline, right side. Layup no good. Rebound, Sonnenklar. Oh, what a hustle. What a gritty possession by the Vikings. Nick Sonnenklar lays that one in.
Yeah, he did a nice job fighting in the paint there. Dancing around three Baldwin defenders to put that layup in.
So Sonnenklar's got 6. Kreftz has 6 as well. As Baldwin has the ball once again. Jameer Stewart showing off his ball handling skills. Stripped by Kreftz. Stewart picks it back up. Stripped again. So tons of pressure by Ben Kreftz. Doing a fantastic job of containing Jameer Stewart, number 3 for the Baldwin Bruins, early in the second half. And Kreftz gets the steal against number 22, Gerard Boburn. Kreftz goes the distance, layup, no good. Swatted away. The Bruins in transition. And that will be number 30, Kadeem Ramsey. He's got 5 points in this game as the Baldwin Bruins jump out to a 42-14 lead. Kreftz for three on the wing. No good. Rebound, Bruins.
This Baldwin Bruins not only do they have the height over Port Washington, but they also have the speed and the hops. As you can see, Kreffitz, when he broke away, number 10, Pettium, he just quickly caught up.
So a three ball no good there by Jacob Olka. Rebound Kreffitz. As Stewart gets fouled on the floor. As Baldwin has two fouls early in the second quarter. As Cameron Welker, Trevor Amalfitano, and Michael Bischoff check back into this game. Michael Bischoff has played very well in this first half. Mike, what do you like about his game?
I think he's just an all-around great player. And what he's been doing today.
So Amalfitano for three. He's got his trio of first points in this game. If the Vikings want to come back, they certainly need to give the ball to Trevor Amalfitano, as he can create outside the wing, inside the paint, draw the contact, and use his versatility to his advantage on the offensive side. Jameer Stewart on the other end.
The Vikings are doing a great job in this third quarter of play, really starting to break down the Baldwin Bruins. That ball goes out of bounds by Pettin, just an airmailed pass that would be the Vikings' ball. Hopefully they could find an open man here. Bischoff in the game.
So a strong defensive stop by the Vikings. Let's see if they could add to it on the offensive side. Bischoff on the baseline layup. No good. Rebound. Jacob Olka. He's got 4 points. Driving down the right side. Finds Gerard Bowburn. Back to Stewart. He's got 12 points. Guarded by Argyros. Stewart goes right side. Finds Joshua Pettin. Jacob Olka drives down the lane, but is called for a travel. He's got 4 points for this Baldwin Bruins.
The Bruins right now, they're starting to look like the first half Vikings, starting to turn the ball over on almost every possession.
So Argyros with the ball, drives left side, kicks it out. Katsanis for three. Drives in, finds Malfitano from the corner. Three ball, no good. Hits the front rim and into the hands. Number 22, Gerard Bowburn. For the Baldwin Bruins. He's got the ball up top, guarded by Trevor Amalfitano. So Jameer Stewart uses his shiftiness to create space against Alex Argyros. He's got 14 points in this game.
Cameron Welker, nice no-look pass. And Katsantis puts in the layup, and he will go up for an extra shot.
So nice play there by Christian Katsantis. Drawing the contact, sinking the layup, and looking to make it a three-point play on the Vikings' end.
Cameron Welker, beautiful no-look pass there. Jasper, what were your thoughts on that?
So a nice pass there. Like you mentioned, Mike, Cameron Welker uses his no-look. His peripheral vision, his high IQ basketball mentality to his advantage, finds Katsanis down the lane and sinks the three-point play for the Vikings as they trail by 24 with 2 minutes remaining in this third quarter. So an offensive foul against number 5, Michael Hall. Gives the possession back to the Vikings. Michael Hall has got 2 points and a pair of turnovers as well. Argyros with the ball, drives right side, finds a cutting, Michael Bischoff, layup no good, gets his own rebound, goes up top, swatted away by Kadeem Ramsey. Welker thinks about the three in the corner, dribbles up top, jump shot no good. What a great look by Cameron Welker, but the ball didn't quite sink for the Vikings, and that's been the storyline all game. They've had good shots, good opportunities, but the ball hasn't found the cup yet for the Vikings.
That's the highest percentage shot I've seen all day, yet it just did not go. It's almost like the ball just keeps rimming out.
Down on the other end, Cameron Welker reaches for the steal but gets called for a defensive foul. The Vikings have 2 fouls in this third quarter, 1:38 remaining, as the Bruins pick up possession under their own basket. What an athletic layup by Kadeem Ramsey. He's got 7 points. as the Bruins jumped out to a 26-point lead. Cameron Welker down on the other end. He gets called for an apparent offensive foul. Mike, did you see that at all?
It just looked like he was running. I didn't see any contact anywhere.
Yeah, not too sure where the call was, but certainly
Julie was laughing about it.
Definitely Coach Julie's not too happy, not too amused with that call against the Vikings as Baldwin picks up possession once again. And the Vikings defense stands strong.
Backcourt violation on the Bruins. 12-2. Failed pass there.
Start feeling a little bit of momentum, a little bit of pace for this Vikings defense as they forced a handful of turnovers, including that backcourt possession against the Bruins. So the ball is in Cameron Welker's hands. Down 46-20, just under a minute left in this third quarter. Let's see what Cameron Welker can do with the ball in his hands. Finds Siciliano, finds Argyros. Bischoff, right side in the wing. Welker finds a cutting Siciliano, but that ball sails out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like Siciliano was starting the break there. On the quick pass by Welker. Just a little bit of miscommunication caused a big turnover.
Baldwin picks up possession. 45 ticks remaining in this third quarter. Jameer Stewart has played fantastic in this game. Number 5, Michael Hall. He's got 2 points. Finds Kadeem Ramsey. Back to Dave Hepburn. He adds 3 more to his total.
And from 3-point win,
Hepburn, obviously a threat from deep. He's already sunk in three threes this game, and he has 10 points. Or maybe a pair of threes, but he still has 10 points.
A pair of threes for Dave Hepburn. As the Vikings down on their end have the final possession, 16.5 remaining in this third quarter. Let's see if they can get the final possession, the final bucket of this third quarter. Katsanis up top finds Bischoff. Bischoff looks for the open man, finds Argyros, guarded by Michael Hall. Welker right side, 8 seconds remaining, regulation in this third quarter. Loose ball.
2.8 seconds left. It looks like it'll be Vikings ball. Almost a turnover on the Vikings, yet loose ball. Baldwin stepped out of bounds. Vikings come up with it.
So 2.8 seconds. Let's see if they can get a quick shot off. And the 3-point shot is stuffed by number 24, the big man, Jacob Oka. He's got 4 points, including that block, as we head to the final 8 of regulation. Baldwin Bruins lead the Port Washington Vikings 49-20 here at Hofstra University. We are back. Final 8 minutes of regulation. The Baldwin Bruins lead the Port Washington Vikings 49-20 here in the Nassau County AA semifinals. Port Washington Vikings against the Baldwin Bruins. Hudson Greenberg checks into this game for this first time. Let's see what he can do. Let's see if he can provide an impact, provide a spark in this much-needed fourth-quarter comeback for the Vikings. So Garmisa feeds it to Greenberg. Greenberg will be the main man early in this fourth quarter. Let's see what he can do. Greenberg finds Sonalker in the corner. Thinks about the three, drives right side. Finds to Siciliano, but the ball sails out of bounds.
Looked like a little bit of a hard pass. Siciliano just didn't have enough time to react.
A little bit of miscommunication early on by the Vikings. Let's see if they can patch it up in the final 8 minutes of regulation. So the Bruins drive down the lane. Number 5, Michael Hall. That's the foul called against him. Ben Kravitz with the foul. Hepburn to inbound. Finds Hall. Great defense there by Hudson Greenberg and Ben Kravitz. Michael Hall drives right side through the defenders and lays that one in.
Bruins picking up where they left off. Vikings just can't do anything against this strong Baldwin Bruins offense.
Jason says Liano, the sophomore, finds Nick Sonnenklaas as he stumbles to the ground. But the ball lands in Max Garmisa's hands. Greenberg on the right side. Greenberg drives down the lane. Oh, nice up and under. Left-handed layup for Hudson Greenberg. He's got 2.
Hudson Greenberg It's good to see him get a basket checking in for the first time today. Really shows that Vikings have a really deep bench and they can use whoever they want to make an impact.
On and off the court, he's the go-to guy. He's the glue guy. As the Bruins put up a three, number 21, Jaylen Brown. Not on the Celtics, but certainly providing his impact for the Baldwin Bruins. He's got 6 points for the Bruins. Garmisa drives left side. Finds a cutting Siciliano. The ball sails into number three, Jameer Stewart's hands. Perfect with a nice defense. But the layup is good for the Baldwin Bruins. Number 24, Jacob Oka.
Bruins is turning on the Jets again. Hopefully it doesn't get too out of hand. And the Vikings need to come back down 34 with 6 minutes left to play in the game.
Right, Jake Siciliano. You could count that bucket, and he hits the line for a three-point possession. So 2 points there for Jake Siciliano, but unable to convert on the potential three-point play. Baldwin with the ball, Michael Hall with the ball. Fakes right, goes left, stripped by Ben Kreftz. Put him on spin cycle. Kreftz finds Sonnenclair, back to Kreftz up top for three. Nothing but net. Ben Kreftz sinks that one. He's got 9 points. He's the leading scorer for your Port Washington Vikings.
Yeah, he gives the Vikings just a little bit of hope late in the game. As he gets tripped up there by Jameer Stewart. Stewart does nothing with it. Passes it to Hall. Kicks it out to Brown. Airball.
So like the Baldwin Bruins do, they convert on every possession. They get the rebound. They get the offensive momentum. And there's two for number 24, Jacob Oka. He's got 8 points. On the other end, Sonnenclair banks that one in. He's got eight for the Port Washington Vikings as they trail 58-29. 5:10 remaining in regulation.
Michael Hall dances around the Port Washington defenders, puts it up, gets it in, and now he's going to the line for the extra.
So the foul up top by Hudson Greenberg, like you mentioned, Michael Hall draws the contact, sinks the layup, looking to make it a three-point play for Michael Hall and the Baldwin Bruins.
Hall misses the layup. Brown gets the rebound, lays it in, and the Bruins now up 62-29.
Jaylen Brown's got 8 points following that offensive rebound. Katsanis from the right side, the three ball, nothing but net. It's good.
Vikings going down a lot. They have to start putting in these threes back to back to back, and that's what they're doing right now.
Katsanis has five, and up top, Michael Hall guarded by Hudson Greenberg. Hudson Greenberg putting on a defensive clinic. Making Michael Hall give that one up. And a nice block there. Christian Katsanis against Jacob Oka. But it appears to be a foul on the floor. Excuse me, looks like to be a travel against the Baldwin Bruins. So good defensive stop there by Christian Katsanis as he puts up a three off the mark.
That one missed by Funny. He had a little bit more time to just creep up a little and have a little bit more reaction time. But you know, 4 minutes left to play in the game. He's doing whatever he can to help the Vikings crawl back and win this one.
So Hudson Greenberg guarding number five, Michael Hall. He's got 4 points in this game. Great defense there by Hudson Greenberg.
Three ball missed by number 15. Sean Platt, and it'll be the Vikings ball.
So Sean Platt 0 for 1 from the field. But the Bruins still converting on the offensive side as they lead 62-32. Just under 4 minutes remain in regulation here at Hofstra University. So Katanis finds a cutting Kreftz. Kreftz up and under. Stripped by number 21, Jaylen Brown. Brown's got 8 points.
Vikings keep possessions. Bruins strip it out of bounds.
Oh, nice feed there. Bank traffic finds a cutting Nick Sinclair. Sinclair banks that one in. He's got 10 points, leading the Vikings in scoring with 10 on the offensive side. Jameer Stewart guarded by Ben Krefitz. Ben Krefitz has played fantastic defense all game long and all season long for this Vikings defense.
Jameer Stewart dancing around Krefitz, kicks it out to Brown. Brown from the corner, airballs it, rebound by Argyros. Argyros throws it out to Krefitz up the court. Krefitz looks inside to Greenberg. Greenberg inside to Krefitz. Foul called. Layup no good. Krefitz goes up to the line for two.
Solid offensive possession there for the Vikings. Finds a cutting Krefitz. And he'll be at the line shooting two. And it looks like the final exit for the four seniors, Hudson Greenberg, Nick Sinclair, Alex Argyros, and Christian Katsanis. What an outstanding season, what an outstanding career for these four senior Vikings. They provided an amazing impact all season long, all game long here in Nassau County semifinals for the Vikings. Krefitz gets his own rebound, finds number 12, Kenny Daly. The freshman checking into this game for the first time. He's the future of this Vikings basketball program. That's number 42, Angel Tavares. Getting some garbage time points as he knocks down that three ball. Alex Argyros goes up for the layup and is hacked on the way up.
A lot of contact there by number 31, David Polina. Argyros going up to the line for two shots. First one is no good. The Vikings free throw game has pretty much summarized their entire game as Ben Krefitz checks out, gets a standing ovation. What a great career for the Vikings senior.
Argyros knocks down the back end of a pair of free throws, and it looks like the final exit for these seniors. Alex Argyros, the last one to leave the court. What an outstanding career for these Vikings players. They provided a strong impact for this poor basketball program, this poor basketball future. We can't thank them enough. We can't congratulate them enough for the impact and the culture they've brought and the culture they've driven in this poor basketball community.
Now the final 2 minutes of the game. On the floor, the future of the Vikings, Jake Siciliano, Cameron Welker, Sam Rothenberg, Sean Ernst, and Kenny Daly. These guys will be huge impact players in the next season.
So three juniors and a sophomore and a freshman stepping onto the court for the Vikings. Let's see if they can wet their toes, get some experience late in this game as Cameron Welker drives right side, connects on that layup, and he's headed to the line shooting two. Shooting one, excuse me.
Cam Roper does a great job dancing around all the Baldwin Bruins defenders. Plays that one in real smoothly and goes up for the extra shot. Let's see if he can make a free throw.
Walker does just that. He's got 3 points. That's the Baldwin Bruins pick up possession with a very comfortable lead, 1:45 remaining in regulation, as they look to advance their name in the Nassau County AA Finals against Plainview JFK as they defeated Syosset prior to this matchup between the Vikings and the Bruins. So Cam Welker finds Sean Ernst. Sean Ernst, the future guard of this Port Washington Vikings basketball program. Great hustle there by Sam Rothenberg. Puts his body on the floor, but unable to get that steal. As the layup is good. Sean Platt, he's got 2 points. The senior guard providing an impact just above a minute remaining in regulation. Cam Welker down on the other end. Finds Siciliano. And gives that one up.
Travel called on Jake Siciliano. Ball gets turned over. Bruins checking new guys into the game. Final minute to play. Vikings still giving it their all.
Play till the final whistle. No holds barred. Give it all. You never know. Just under a minute left. See what this Vikings defense can do. As a layup is good by David Polina. Down on the other end, Jake Siciliano.
43 seconds left. The play score is 69-40.
So Jake Siciliano, the future of this Vikings basketball program. He's got 4 points here in the Nassau County Double S semifinals here at Hofstra University. Great defense by the Vikings. Three ball by number 31. That would be David Polina. He has a triple to the Baldwin Bruins total. They have 72 points with 10 seconds remaining. Cam Welker drives, draws the contact with 8 seconds left.
Even with 8 seconds left, looks like the game is going to go to the Bruins. But still, Cameron Welker playing hard, going up there looking for fouls, looking for baskets. He is the definition of hard work.
Playing to the final whistle. Cameron Welker give it his all as he sinks the first free throw. Walker goes 1-for-2 from the stripe as the Bruins get the final possession, and they will be headed on to the Nassau County AA Finals here at Hofstra University. What a great effort. What a great performance here by the Vikings as they fall short to the Baldwin Bruins. 72-41 is your final score here at Hofstra University. I'm Jasper Abrahams alongside Michael Andrew. We'll see you soon. Thank you for joining us.